Yeah, it's the podcast, whatever.
Come on.
Okay, wait.
It's not a whatever.
It is the Riot Podcast.
Way to go, everybody. Thursday. Ooh. Good job. Ooh. Let's give a little for them, okay?
Everybody getting excited?
Now you sound like a cop car that's like the Someone's lights broken. Are, yeah, the lights and the noise are not working for everybody.
You know what, Nikki? I'm thinking about tomorrow. We need to do a taste test.
Sure.
And I feel like I need to go find those eggs, the Oreo eggs.
Okay.
I might, you know what, maybe like we have these meetings today. They're our favorite.
They're better than other day meetings.
That's true. I was thinking maybe we're... Like, I could just run down the street and look before our meeting.
No, because we talked about maybe going for barbecue.
Is there a Dollar General down there?
If you go down to barbecue,
yeah.
But then when you come back, make a right.
Okay.
That'll take you to the Dollar General, and then you go make a right again, and you come back to work.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Do you see
okay.
It?
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. We'll do that.
We might be able to do that.
Yeah. Maybe. So there's the Oreo eggs. And then, of course, we do still have some Valentine M&Ms upstairs.
I figured anything else Valentine's related,
we
should save and just do it all on Valentine's Day.
Okay. All right. And, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on. Pretty soon, Nikki and I are going to have an announcement for you about our next live YouTube event.
We're going to do that. You can check out our YouTube channel at Radio U Riot. Our most recent, we had a chance to check in with Aaron Cole. So that interview is posted there. And yes, another live YouTube event will be coming soon.
So today in the podcast, we talk about how Nikki's morning workouts are going. And she's
just
excited.
Flipping my hair at you.
She's excited about that. She is excited about it. Calm down and shoot the taco truck, Samsung batteries, pizza at your wedding, photo bombing, Hulu on the beach, and virtual reality, E3, and probably the most important, the party cake mini bagel.
That's it.
Oh, and Zambonis.
Because it's pizza day or National Pizza Day or something.
Is it?
Yeah, Nick had it in his news.
Oh, I don't listen when Nick's talking.
So there's something
wait,
about
okay,
that
wait, wait,
today.
Wait. National pizza. Is that true? How do we...
What? It's pizza day. Is it?
It is.
Okay.
It's so how did day. We sit in this room for hours and I didn't clue into that at all?
Don't know.
Okay, let's see. Do you want to go through really quick while we're just here
yeah.
talking? All right. Domino's, a large three-topping pizza, $8. That's...
Not really any different than
no.
any other
in
day.
In fact, I've got word, this is, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but I saw on Slick Deals that next week... Domino's is doing large three-topping pizzas, pickup only $5.99.
But you didn't hear it here.
That's what I heard.
I mean, you might have heard it here, but...
Okay, Papa John's, they're saying a 40% off any regularly priced pizza. But that's from now through March 5th.
Whatever.
Pizza Hut and Amazon are partnering to give pizza and tech lovers the opportunity to celebrate for a week starting February 9th. That's today through the 16th. Customers can use the Pizza Hut skill, which is just a voice command for Alexa, and
you order their pizza.
30% off. That's the best you can do is 30%
off. It doesn't matter. It's pizza day. Just enjoy the podcast, guys. There was nothing to offer.
These deals are worthless.
That's why we're not bringing it up anymore.
All right. You know what? I don't feel so bad about us not doing a whole big pizza day thing. It's the Riot.
It's the Riot with Obadiah.
I tried putting on a swim cap once and knocked myself unconscious.
It's the Riot with Tina.
No one's ever said that to my face in the truck stop.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Day 4, Nikki.
We don't have to ask me every day.
Nope, we are. Just through the end of the week.
Oh, okay.
So next week, I actually decided today, I was like, okay, now you can't do it every day, but I thought, no, we've started this thing.
I don't want to finish it.
For a week, we have to see it all the way through.
I don't want to point out that I slept in again.
Did you stay up late last night?
Well, now yes, last night I was back to normal time.
Which is not workout time.
Not as optimal for getting up. And then I just needed a little extra time this morning to make it to work on time.
Right.
So I got up at 4:45 instead of 4 a.m. Yeah. Which you're like, that's so early. Yes, guys, we go to work early. Yeah. We go to work very early, but I was just trying to, you know, do a little bit earlier to get a little bit more stuff done.
A little extra oomph.
But I was, I said this yesterday, I was extremely busy yesterday for quite some time until late into the night.
Yes.
So I was tired.
Yeah. I feel that.
So next time I'm never going to tell you anything.
No, I don't know.
Just because I don't want to keep doing this every day.
Well, you only have one more day to talk about it.
Okay, I don't want to talk about it
anymore.
And
then next week, it disappears. But I feel like tomorrow morning, you're going to get up and be like, well, I've got plans today, and I don't want to be tired for those, so I...
Should just go ahead and get one last hurrah in for the Friday tomorrow?
Yeah, because if you don't, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to look into these eyes and say...
I didn't get
up this morning.
No, I've only gotten up twice this week. So
you're going at it the wrong way. You feel like because you're saying that you didn't get up, Nikki, you made a choice.
Yes.
And it wasn't a wrong choice.
Yes, but I felt better about the 2 days and still we started talking about it every day on the days that I did not.
All right.
So no more talking about that after tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And if I get up, I get up. So we're just gonna leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Which means I probably won't get up anymore.
You know what
no,
I feel
we
like?
Don't know.
Here's what I feel like I need to do. I feel like I need to go back and play Monday for you so you can hear it. Because I want you to know, I don't think I've ever seen you come in this room as pumped as you were on Monday. Like,
okay, you were
freaking fired up.
Here's the real thing, too. Fired up was also really good because I used my Apple Watch to try to stay motivated. You know, you get rings.
Don't.
And... what has been gone since Monday?
Do not tell me
my watch
that
has been
you
gone.
Can't work out
no,
without
no,
your Apple Watch.
No, but I'm not as motivated. So my watch has been gone since Monday. I found out yesterday when they called me, they sent it to the wrong place. So they had to find it, and it'll be an extra like 7 days to fix it or give me my money back.
So what you're saying is that
I've lost all motivation because I don't know where my motivator is.
Wait until what, like a week from Tuesday, and then ask you again, and all of the sudden you're back?
Maybe. I might get back and ready to roll because I'll have my motivator.
Oh my gosh.
It's hard to motivate at 4 a.m., and it was a help. It was a help.
Well, if I may, the only piece of advice I will give you is that you can't be motivated at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m.
4 a.m., yeah.
There is no motivation. You simply must do. You cannot want to.
I think we walked into fortune cookie land.
You cannot dig deep and find that thing, whatever. You just get up and go. Because
you just do.
There is no motivation. You're like, the joy. There's no joy. There's just doing.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
Off air, Nikki has been sharing her laments with me about the fact that Apple is screwing with her regarding her Apple Watch.
Well, it went in on Monday.
And it's going to be, what, a week, probably?
Probably more. Okay. More, yeah, 7 days.
So, Nikki...
7 days more.
I feel like it's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, I don't feel like it's a coincidence because yesterday, Google released Android Wear 2.0. And...
what is it?
I think you're supposed to make the jump.
That's not. It's just my watch that's gone. It's not my phone or my laptop.
I know, but like in my heart, I think that you're supposed to get an Android watch.
Really?
I do. LG just yesterday released two watches. They had their sport watch and then they've got their style watch. And if I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that if you have an Android watch, I don't know if it's going to happen like today or something, but like you should be getting Android Wear 2.0.
You should get the update?
Because it's software and hardware. So like there are 2.0 devices, but then you've also got this. And
sure.
I think I just sent you the wrong link.
That's okay. I can tell what it is.
Yeah. So
that's a review link you sent me.
2.0, Nikki. Wow. Think of all the joy that you're going to have.
Does it have a candy name or some sort of dessert treat or...
You
is
know
that
what?
Not these?
I don't know. If it does, I should probably do a little more digging. It probably does, and I don't know. Let's see. No, I don't see something.
I'm sure Android Wear?
I'll tell you what. Why don't I call it this? Why don't I call it Kit Kat? Even though that's not what it is.
Yes, even though I like it more. I thought that one was already taken.
Well, it is, but we can go ahead and use it anyway. But
that's fine.
I'm telling you, Apple screwing you over by sending your watch to the wrong place and causing you a week-long delay, and then Android being right there on the very same day. Like, that's interesting, Nikki, because we just released some brand new software and some new watches. So, you know, you can wait on the people down there at the Apple store that always abuse you and always take your money, or you can come over here.
No, but I told Obi, I'm kind of lost because... when I was talking to the guy yesterday, he's like, well, you know, you'll either just get a new one or we'll just refund your full money. And And I've never even thought they would give me all my money back and not like just give me a new watch. I'm just a little lost because I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, do you feel like you would rather have your money than your watch?
Maybe. I don't know. Because if someone told you you could have all your money back, and I've had it for a year and a half. So it's like, you mean you're going to give me the full price back? Like, I'm being tempted. I don't know what to do.
Full retail price?
Yes.
All of it?
Yes.
Is this going to be in small unmarked bills?
Yes. I don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
He really threw me for a loop there. So we'll see what happens.
In fairness, I've experienced that. When I was supposed to travel at Christmas and the airline was just, we'll just refund your money.
Yeah,
you're like, wait.
I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me?
You don't want me to have it? Like, you don't want me to fly with you?
Aren't you supposed to do anything? Put me on red eyes and then tell me how it's my fault and talk down to me and but give me my money back.
It's very weird when a company says, no, we'll just refund it, you know, and you're like, okay, great. Whatever happens, happens. It's fine.
You're the only person in the world that could own an Apple Watch for a year and a half, and they would just hand you your money back.
I mean, I have Apple Care, so.
Yeah, but okay, would you, if they gave you all that money, would you get, because you have an OG Apple Watch, would you get one
series
of
the
new ones?
Yes, and I'd probably get a lower model than what I had from my Series 1, and then I'd have money left over. Like, again, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Well, I know what you should do. You should take that money and invest in Android Wear 2.0.
Which is out today.
Or yesterday.
Or yesterday or sometime soon.
Sometime. It's out sometime.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
In the gym this morning, with those TVs in your face. You're going to watch it whether you want to watch it or not. Watch it. So I was watching it, and commercial after commercial, like, do they even actually have news content in the morning? It's more like they start it up and it's like it's tease. Coming up, we're going to talk about this, this, and this, but now more commercials.
Well, I think also if you're so early, that's like infomercial time. I don't even think it's a lot of actual programming.
That is true, but I will tell you, they had started whatever their morning news thing was, and it was just a series of pre-sales that were broken up by commercials.
Well, that's all they have ready by then.
There was no actual content coming out at me at all, but... And these commercials, they kept showing these images, you know, like, here's this person doing this or doing that. And as I was watching the commercials, I'm thinking, like, these images are the things that they think I want. They show a guy coming home in the suburbs with a white picket fence, and his wife's there to greet him. And, man, I can't believe my cable bill, but I can have all of this, and if I would just switch to AT&L or, you know, whatever. Like, they just thing after thing, they show it to you. And I keep thinking, I don't want that. And I don't think I'm alone. Have you ever thought, you, like, looked around, and you thought, like, hey, I don't want that. I don't want this. I don't want that. Here's what I have discovered, is that you don't have to have it. Like, the thing that everybody's trying to sell you, you don't have to take it. God actually has a different way of doing things. And I'll admit, you may end up, you're like, I don't want that. But, you know, you do end up with maybe a wife, I don't know, a car. You might have cable. You know, like, you know, there are certain things about life that you may, they may
some
go.
Some things that are pushed at you that you might just have eventually.
They might go a particular direction. But even in the middle of all of that, normal everyday life kind of stuff, God has got something else going on. And that's what I want. I want a little bit more than what they're selling me on TV. I want a little bit more than what they're teaching me about at school. I want a little bit more than getting the employee of the month parking space. Like, I want a little bit more out of life than that. And the place that I've found it is in a relationship with God. And I'm not talking about like a one-time thing where you are repeat after me, okay, it's done, and now everything. I'm talking about a day-to-day relationship, spending time, talking, like me and Nikki, but more civil, together all the time, okay? If you don't have a relationship with God, you can have it. Say, Jesus, I want that. I actually don't want what everybody else is pushing. I want something different. Come into my life. Show me a different way to do things. And man, that starts right now.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Hey, fellas, just a heads up. If you ever find yourself in a situation where you're out with your girl and she's being a little too emotional All you need to do is tell her to calm down.
Even just hearing it in the context of the story makes me so mad.
Just tell her to calm down. Problem solved.
I'm going to even say, especially to if it's a special someone, but also just to anybody in general, nothing minimizes or makes you feel not important when someone tells you to just calm down.
Now, you know, Nikki, what if you're really having a big moment and it's like, what if I said it like this? Calm down. I know you're upset, but I need you to take a breath. I need you to relax
a
little bit.
That's better.
Okay, we could do that.
That's better, yes.
How about this? Calm down. Knock it off.
Actually, that's even better, too. It's just the more when it's like, are you going to calm down?
Can we calm down now?
Yeah. I just hate that.
Well, a lot of times people would say, like, you're under the right circumstances. Maybe I need to hear that. But, okay, let's get some context here. You're out on a date. And you guys go to a taco truck. Nice date. Which it can be.
Actually, it could be a lot of fun.
It could be a lot of fun. Go to
a
taco truck.
It's not a bad idea at all.
So you go to the taco truck. You get yourself a taco. You've probably paid way too much for it because that's what food trucks do. And your taco is cold. And the taco stand owner won't reheat it. So you get into an argument with the taco stand owner. And then your boyfriend says to you, now calm down. Now, to be
maybe
clear,
the tone, we're not getting the tone right. And that makes all the difference.
Unless someone has video with audio, we don't know exactly how it is that the boyfriend said to her, calm down. Now, given the fact that we're talking about it here on the air, you may draw the conclusion that she did not calm down.
And something happened.
Or, you know what? Okay, wait, stop. We say that she didn't calm down. But maybe, Nikki, like, when you're all upset, you kind of have to learn some coping skills. And so it's like, all right, is it breathing? Is it focusing? Is it praying?
What can you do to actually calm down?
What are you doing to calm down? Do you start counting?
I think what the heart of the issue is she was probably really hungry, and hangry is a thing.
It is a thing.
It absolutely is a thing. So maybe just was the last straw.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hungry.
Yes, but it's my real taco, you couldn't eat your food. It wasn't hot enough, and you paid money.
Hungry, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I understand. I'm assuming the taco truck can't reheat your food. They're probably not allowed to.
They probably don't have a microwave because it's all fresh.
Probably too. So then they'd have to give you new food, which I don't think they'd want to. So then you have to calm down. That's what led to that.
Okay, so her calming process after being told to calm down was to shoot the person that said calm down. Allegedly. Yeah, allegedly.
That's where it escalates quite quickly.
So they say that the victim, the boyfriend in this case, is expected to survive.
He was the one who was shot?
Yeah. Not the taco truck guy.
Not the taco truck people, but
not the
boyfriend.
Taco truck guy. I mean, if you were going to shoot somebody in this story, as inflammatory as it is for that man to tell you to calm down, it seems like the taco truck guy was the one that had it coming. I mean, serving cold tacos and not reheating them.
I feel like we would get a video of it to see the whole thing and just to know the dynamics of the relationship. They might argue all the time, and this was the last straw.
Now, the other thing I will tell you is that they say that the shooting may have been accidental because she got angry at the taco truck guy, pulled the gun, and then the boyfriend, after she pulled the gun, then he said to calm down. I don't know. That seems like the more we hear about the calming down, it seems more reasonable.
Maybe when you go to get a gun now, like for your conceal and carry or just whatever, the part of the test or the owner or the, like if they let you buy it right then and there or what, I don't know the gun rules with it, but maybe they need to say, well, what is your response if I tell you to calm down?
No, you can't do it that way. You actually just have to look at them and say, now calm down.
Calm down and just see what their initial response is and if they can have the gun or not.
If they grab the gun and point it at you,
They're not approved.
You just failed. You got to wait 7 more days before you can buy that gun.
Once you've calmed down, then you can come back in.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
I am pretty. I am fun.
The Riot. Radio U.
Holy crap. If you were just talking about, like, one of the best things ever, and no one was hurt, so I can say this. There was a fire yesterday.
Where was it?
The fire was in the factory where they manufacture batteries for the Samsung Note 7.
Yes, Eric sent me a picture of that. That is irony there.
Shut up.
And it was a battery thing, right? It wasn't just a, oh, it happens to be in the factory or the storage thing, but it was from the batteries?
Well, here's the deal. These were not, like, it wasn't the manufacturing line. It was in the area where they had for, like, storage and, I believe, destruction. So they may actually have been some of those batteries
that would have
caught fire. Yeah. They say it was a storage area that had lithium ion batteries in it and some other semi-manufactured battery products. So, yeah. Yeah. That could have been your phone. Aren't you glad you went with Samsung? They're the best.
It was long gone.
Well, you know what? I can't really, you know, poke too much fun. I've got a Samsung Galaxy S2 Tab and I have two Samsung TVs.
TVs I never worried about. The phones, well, at that point, yes.
There's no battery in the TV.
It's fine.
That's something. But yeah, my Galaxy Tab S2, I mean, it's never smelled smoky.
No, it was only with those phones, really.
Yeah, just those ones. Though rumor has it that we would have, in a week or two, they would have normally unveiled the Galaxy S8 phone. And the rumor is that the reason we're not going to see that phone yet is because
it had also
battery issues. It was going, and again, this is all speculation, but it was going to contain the same battery that the Note would have.
It's nice that we could have battery rumors. Like, sure.
Well,
it's battery gossip.
Well, it is, but you know, it's a big deal because Samsung's profits in a lot of ways like rest on some of those mobile products. So if you're an investor and all of a sudden a phone, whatever, maybe you bring some of your money back, put it into, I don't know, something else that doesn't catch on fire, whatever that is. And then they're like, yeah, we got the problem all worked out.
No problem.
Everything's fine. Nothing's going to be. What's
it? Well, the concern everyone had after all the.
That's a campfire. It's employee marshmallow day. Everybody just stop looking at the. Stop taking pictures.
The concern was that no one really knew what they were going to do to get rid of the phones.
Well, they didn't. They just put them in a room.
Yeah, because you can't just, you know, like Samsung, if once they collected everybody's phones, even if your phone was fine, you thought, you can't just, like, throw them out.
Well,
they have to go somewhere officially to go.
Give them to these guys. You put them in the incinerator. Oh, we didn't even have to turn it off. just put them
that
in.
That or you're in the ocean one day. You're like, what's these barrels full? It's like, wait, those are the phones.
Just ignore the problem. It'll go away.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
Who wants to go to Domino's for their wedding?
For their wedding?
Wait, everybody put your hands down and let's do this one at a time. That was too many. Okay, who wants Domino's at their wedding? Okay. Just let's form a line. All right, I've got cards here and we'll just start from there.
If you had to go to a wedding and they had pizza there, suddenly it's not so bad.
Hey, I told you, I went to Jaden's wedding. I DJ'd a wedding in
Maryland.
And they had pizza from their favorite pizza place, Chick-fil-A,
and
Chinese food.
That's the Trinity, the trifecta.
Best.
That's the most amazing.
Best. It was just like, wait, come here. I want to hug you. Not because you're getting married, but for different reasons.
Because you made this okay.
You just made this the best wedding reception ever.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. It was so great. Well, Domino's, they now have a wedding registry. You can register there. And they offer different packs that you can buy for people. So, like, for example, they have the...
So, wait, if you're getting married, you can register to where people can buy you pizza, but not necessarily for your wedding.
So, here, think about it like
this. Like, they're buying you dinner.
Here are two of the package examples. Bust out the fine china or the wedding night. So, the idea is that, like, if you bought somebody the wedding night package, it would be pizza for them, and it's mostly just a gift card, but the idea is, and I'll often say this to brides and grooms when working with them on their wedding is, you know, at your reception, a lot of times you don't get time to eat. So you want to make sure that you pack some food to take with you.
Sure.
Because you'll be so busy being social. After the reception, you'll be starving. And people are like, hey, Obadiah, thanks so much for that advice about the food. Because I really was hungry when it was over. And I know I have food weight. Thank you.
They're just saying, like, after the party, you can go get pizza.
Yeah. So you just have pizza delivered. You know what? We should get pizza right now. Do they have a morning DJ package?
I don't see that as being an option, but you'd be surprised how much money you could make if you offered that.
Delivered pizza right here.
Maybe we could get, we talk about all the time the stuff we could have in the studio.
Yeah.
What about
pizza
one of those
oven? A brick
fire,
oven?
The fire oven things?
Yeah. And you know, if we worked it right, I think we could learn to make a lot of things in there.
Actually, let's not have that, because then you just threaten to throw me in there. We'll go with the Coke freestyle machine.
It's funny that you know what I'm going to do before I do it.
Before you even do it.
Like, hey, Nikki, don't trip. It would be a shame if you went into the flames.
First day that I'm cold or something, you're like, no, come closer to the fire.
Get on the stone, Nikki.
What
I
is
won't
that?
Slow it down.
What is the fairy tale? Is it like Hansel and Gretel?
The witch wanted to eat him? Is that what it was about?
I don't know. I just remember something. Oh, yeah, because they ate the house.
They ate the house. And now, did they eat the house first?
Yes, which is why they got... Was that trying to teach us about not eating too much at a young age?
You think it was? I thought it was supposed to be like, don't eat candy from strangers, because didn't they follow a candy trail to the house?
I think they just went to the house because there was candy.
It's pretty dark, really. And it, you know, I just want to say that it got dark in
it
here.
It did.
And you took us there.
Sorry, it did.
It was you.
Well, it just made me think about that.
I'm like, hey, guys, we should get pizza. And you're like, don't put me in the oven.
And now we're on to the thinking and focusing on, like, we ate candy and we're not supposed to.
I feel like maybe your mom told you some dark stories when you were little. You're like, Nikki, if you don't behave, we're reading Hansel and Gretel again tonight.
I don't recall that one.
Well, no, you blocked it all out.
Apparently.
It's traumatic.
Yeah, all right.
But it's real.
So, no to the pizza oven, but yeah, let's get a pizza package.
Yeah, sure, why not? Weddings, anything.
Thursdays.
I love the sound of that.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot.
Well, guess what? Hulu just made some updates. So if you're looking to catch up on all those shows like Nikki and I are...
Here's your update.
Well, this is... I actually think this is interesting, but this is me. Just give me a minute. Why don't I just tell you what it is instead of talking about my feelings?
No, take a minute.
You know, let's
waste the time.
Let me tell you about some other things I'm feeling today. You know, I'm feeling a little tired, a little anxious.
People just want to hear the news thing. It's like, please, just tell me about it.
I just want you guys to know, for all the times you get frustrated with me, I'm way more frustrated with me than you are. So take some solace in that. Here's Hulu's update. They have updated some of their VR functionality in the Hulu app if you watch Hulu in VR. And some people do. I know it's available in Gear VR.
Gosh, it must be a small group.
Oculus Rift VR. Well, you know what? I don't know. But here's what they've got. They've got a couple of virtual environments where you can watch Hulu now. So you sit down and it looks like you're watching Hulu being projected on a screen at a beach.
Okay.
And that's one of their new features. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's dumb. Who would want to do that? Well, for the brief time that I did have an Oculus Rift DK2, which was the model number, I watched a movie that way. I actually bought a piece of software. It was $10. And they let you watch movies.
Like in a theater.
In 10 different environments. One was an actual movie theater. One was sitting on top of a building and whatever. Another one was sitting in a boat. Not really in the ocean, but you know how you might see a solitary boat out on very calm water like that. There were just a few different environments. And at first I was like, oh, who would do that? And then I thought, well, I'm going to give this a shot. And the real magic with VR happens when you've played with it for a little while and you stop saying to yourself, this isn't real. And you just relax into it. And what's really bizarre is that you really start to feel like, whoa, I'm actually somewhere else. Like, you will kind of start to feel like you are sitting on the beach watching TV. It is strange. Like, it is a strange sensation. But it is, in my opinion, undeniably cool. What I watch, I didn't watch every movie that way, but I watched a movie that way.
I wonder if I would prefer movie watching compared to, like, if I was just binge watching a show. Like, I don't mind binge watching just in front of the TV, like the real one.
Right.
But if I were watching a movie, that I might like to watch in virtual reality, like on a beach.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Like, you'd have to give it a shot. I kind of regret, like, not playing with it a little bit more. I'm telling you guys, like, at some point I'm going to get one of these stupid headsets. Like, it's just...
You already have one, but you're just going to get a new one.
it's too late. Like, they've already got me sucked in on some level.
Well, yours was the developer one, too, and it's much nicer now.
I'm just waiting for them to get cheaper. Like, when they, I imagine probably this Christmas or sometime next year, the price will hit a place where I'll go, okay, that seems reasonable. Like, the PSVR, like, that costing $400, you're right there almost to reasonable. You bring it into that price range-ish, and I might be interested. But, yeah, now you can watch Hulu on the fake beach with your fake friends. And there are fake friends in there if you want them.
It's the Ryan.
You have the worst personality of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
On Radio U.
If you didn't hear, Merriam-Webster just added about 1,000 new words to the dictionary. Apparently, they haven't added any in like a year or two.
Oh, really?
And so they're like, dude, we're binge adding words to the dictionary. We just can't stop.
The only thing I remember is, isn't there usually an article that comes out in December of like, what were the it words added to?
There is. But remember, there are lots of different dictionaries.
Yeah, but this is their one.
Yeah, it is. Let's take a look at, I mean, I don't have, we don't need to go through the full list.
Are you sure all 1,000 of them?
All right, you're right. We should read all of them.
We really need to give them time that they deserve.
Everybody sit down, and we're going to read the 1,000 entries of the dictionary to you.
Oh, it sounds fun.
Oh, yeah. So, things they added. Botnet.
Yeah.
Binge watch made
that's
the
one.
List. Okay. Seussian, of or relating to or suggesting the works of Dr. Seuss. SCOTUS and FLOTUS.
I'm pretty bored now, and we're just a couple in.
Truther.
Yes. Okay. So a lot of political stuff.
You're covering up the lies, Nikki. Is that what you're trying to do? Prosopagnosia, which is an inability to recognize faces. Let's see. Anything else that microbiome? What do you think?
That sounds good.
That's an important one, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Microbiome.
I don't want to explain the word to you because I want you guys to just feel what you feel about the word, so you take its own meaning.
Oh,
I don't want to force you to hear my example.
Well, Nikki, just to let you know that that's exactly what dictionaries do. Is they
no,
don't,
I don't want that.
They don't ask you how you feel about it. They tell you.
That's why we just don't care anymore.
Whoa. One of the listing, NSFW listicles.
Yeah.
That's in the dictionary now.
Quite the
oh my
thing
gosh.
There.
Abandonware, photobomb, humble brag.
Some of those are older, but I guess you said it's been a while.
It has. It's been 2 years since they've added to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. And keep this in mind, Nikki, before something makes it into the dictionary, it really has to have some very common use in the English language. So you start walking around telling people that you're photobombing them. That's not proper English yet.
Until they say it is.
Yeah. Well, and that's the interesting thing about language is that as people use language, it evolves and it changes. And so the dictionary, in a lot of ways, does play catch up to actual language over time. So it has this weird thing of like solidifying language, but it's solidifying something that's really liquid. So they are. And in this day and age, it's really hard for the dictionary to stay relevant. So they're really trying.
They kind of need to work harder than every 2 years.
Don't you want to buy a dictionary?
No.
Why not?
Said everyone. We do not want to buy one.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
So June 13th through the 15th of this year, E3 happens. The Electronics Entertainment Expo. That is when all the big dogs get together to tell you all the video games they've been working on and all the ones they expect you to buy around Christmas time.
Yeah, normally the Thanksgiving Christmas games and stuff are unveiled then.
Yes, indeed. So E3 is it's a pretty big deal, and it's really supposed to be a press-only event, but they've just announced that this year,
yes,
15,000 tickets will be sold officially to the public.
Which means they want more money that they're making at the event.
Well, they're having a problem, and it's interesting to watch this all kind of hash itself out. E3 is shrinking. It has been for years.
It has been a long time.
It has been for years, but it came back strong 2 or 3 years ago after it became a much smaller event. They came back to the LA Convention Center, et cetera, et cetera. One of the issues they're having is not just that people going is shrinking, but exhibitors are not putting the big bucks into displaying things at E3 like they used to.
Well, it's different. If you go and spend all that money, you're advertising, but they don't want to just keep advertising to the same people, or you're advertising to the industry itself.
Well,
that's like eating yourself.
One of the things about E3 that is kind of a big deal is that it is, they say, one place where mainstream media takes, like, pulls back the curtain.
They will actually do something.
Then they will do coverage of things that happen at E3, which is, you know, I mean, gaming in the mainstream media is more common these days, but this is a chance for them to make a quote-unquote big splash.
But if you're interested in doing one of the booths there or being more of a sponsor, if they told you, oh, but there's going to be 15,000 consumers that might see your stuff as well, that could be more of a incentive to go and do it.
Plus, if they're not making as much money renting booth space, they can make money off your ticket sales.
So it's a double-edged sword, but it's a good sword that they want.
How about this? What do you think it costs to get into E3?
Ticket-wise?
Yeah.
Per person?
Mm-hmm.
How many days?
Let's see. Each pass.
Is it per day, or do you just get one pass that gets you into all days?
It gets you. You know what? It's for the entire 3 days.
The entire 3 days.
I had to double check. I wasn't sure if it was a day pass or an everyday.
Is there a lunch box or something provided?
No.
No. Okay.
It gets you access to the show floor, the panel discussions, and a few other things around the event.
$120.
Oh, you are such a sweet kid.
More than that.
Yeah.
$320. Not more than that.
It's less than that. It's $250.
$250 for 3 days. That's a lot.
You know what? It's not. My thing is this. I used to think I really wanted to go to E3, but after looking at it really closely, people wait for hours to play a new game for 5 to 10 minutes. That's it. You get to play the latest games for 5 minutes or whatever. No way, man.
No, you wouldn't even want to wait.
It's not worth it. And the other thing is, the home game for E3 has gotten so good. Like, every trailer that they show at every press conference, you're going to be able to watch it in 4K if you want to. Like, the highest resolution you can get, you'll be able to see it that way. If you want to, you can watch the press conferences that way. I mean, there's so much there and so much available that you can just watch from home that it suddenly becomes like, you know what? Maybe I'll pass this time. So, that being me, I'm saying that. But if you think, hey, I've always wanted to go to E3. Well, now
you can.
It's officially open to the public this year.
I am wondering if that would sell out, well, or if that's plenty of spaces and they'll be fine.
It's hard to know who to believe, but they say they expect it to sell out. So, better hurry. That's what they're saying. I'm not saying that.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
You know what this place really needs this morning? Some party cake bagels.
Yes.
That would totally, like, if we had some party cake bagels, this place would be
now,
happening.
Normally, when we
huge.
Have our, when we do our food news, it'll be usually centered around something candy bar oriented,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Pop-Tarts or Oreos, something along those lines. But when we saw the news on, like, this line of bagels, it was very weird, but yet very interesting.
So Thomas, which is the name of the company, they've got two new kinds of bagels that they're throwing out there. And hey, a lot of people eat bagels for breakfast. I'd go for a bagel right now. Put
Sounds
some cream cheese
me.
On it. In fact, I'll cut it down the middle. I'll put cream cheese on one half and butter on the other.
Now, with this party bagel, it's like a birthday party bagel. It has sprinkles and stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
What if you put icing on that, though, instead of cream cheese?
Do you want to try it?
I don't know, but like it's a dessert bagel, kind of.
Yeah.
And I know there was a place in New York that had a bagel just like this, and they made some sort of like a cream cheese but icing-based spread that you can use on it.
Yeah.
So a little less cream cheese, a little bit more icing.
I'm in. I'll try. I'm telling you that if you tell me that this
nice
is a
toasted bagel,
a cake bagel, and I'm putting icing on it, the only question I really have is, why are we fooling around with this bagel?
Let's just have the cake or the icing.
And I want you to know, every time we say party bagel, do you know what I keep thinking of?
What? Oh, yeah. What? Party bear?
Gonna party bear tonight. That's all I can think of. I just, this song,
all right,
gonna party bagel tonight.
It's an advertising thing they did for a big gummy bear, right?
Yeah,
party bear?
Yeah, but like this is a big bagel, Nikki. It's a big bagel. Don't you feel it?
I feel
gonna
it.
Gonna party bagel tonight.
The sprinkles in the party bagel are like confetti, so it's like a party.
Gonna party bagel this midday.
You might need a remix. It doesn't 100% fit, but...
I feel it. I do.
Now, the other one I'm also just as interested in.
The pizza bagel?
It's a pizza bagel.
Yeah, it's a pizza-flavored bagel. But, shoot, man, I'll take a pizza bagel.
All the greatness of a pizza bagel without the mess. So yeah. You don't have to do the cheese or any of that.
I do kind of wonder what that tastes like. But
oh, I'm more like a tomato basil or a tomato bagel.
It's got onions in it, though.
Mm, he's out.
I am out. Like, I'm not eating
well,
that.
He's still interested in the party bagel. But
oh, yeah, Nikki, because I don't know if you know, but since back in the day, I party. So nothing says I'm partying like... a bagel.
I really think if you go to a party, and depending on the type of party, you show up with a bag of bagels, they're either going to love you or ask you to leave.
You know, I just want to be in the room where they decided on the name for this, because they didn't want to say birthday cake mini bagels.
No,
they call
party.
It party cake. And so they have a cake that is obviously a birthday cake. It has candles on it, guys.
But it's a party cake. They don't want to assume it's a birthday party. You know, like you can't be specific.
You don't
want to
limit it. Don't limit
like,
those bagels, man.
You can't
man.
Say Christmas, but instead it's a holiday. So for this, you
don't limit it.
Don't limit it to just a birthday. You can have a party cake anytime.
I know, but see, that's the
why
discussion.
Why are those mini bagels?
There was a room where they had that talk. Like, well, guys, I don't think we should really limit it to it just being, because not everybody celebrates birthdays.
But instead, you're like, oh, I could have a Thursday party. Okay, I'll have a Thursday party bagel.
Why don't we have a Thursday party today?
Oh,
we should,
yeah.
We should have
all
a Thursday.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Gonna Thursday tonight.
That, what I feel, fits better.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Nikki. I'll tell you. I'm going to bring some bagels and let's party.
Bring me a mini party cake bagel. So those are the new...
I'll tell
Again,
you what. Many,
it's very odd to do the news of food releases for like, yeah, those are the new bagels that are out.
I'm telling you, just because they're mini bagels has nothing to do with the size of this party, because this party is huge.
Just great.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself, because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
Everybody be talking about how this winter storm that's going through the Northeast is like the first real winter storm of the winter of the storms. Oh my gosh.
Is that the technical term or the technical way to explain it?
Well, Nikki, I suppose now as good as a time as any to tell you that I am going to be leaving 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's a 14-day notice. I did recently get hired by the Weather Channel.
I knew you were going to get that job. You're just perfect for it.
You know, it's amazing. I didn't even... their headhunters contacted me.
I know. Well, you just have that presence about you, yeah, when it comes to weather.
Well, the thing was, like, it was a real toss-up because I filled in for a traffic guy a couple weeks ago. When people heard
also
me
good.
Do traffic, they were like, man, that guy... get him in here.
And of course, you know, you've also been pursued by sports for quite
yeah.
some time. You're also really good when it comes to professional it's college football, basketball, baseball. They're always after him.
It's the service elements where I really like excel. And
the
you know
details
what?
About you should, the game, you know a lot about it.
You should see me in the office. Like, I'm a paperwork machine.
You are.
Always making sure that every T is crossed and lowercase j is dotted.
You know the details, the information. So I'm not surprised.
I'd like to introduce you to the most Canadian snow story that you're going to hear all year. Did you hear about the Canadian
Does
man?
Does it apologize once it went through? Or
Not exactly.
Which is not a making fun of thing. It's a polite society and just very good.
It's nice. You know, they've been getting snow in Canada for a while. They're not dealing with the lesser snow. Some of them are. It just depends on where you live.
Yeah.
But in this particular town in British Columbia, a man was clearing out the snow in front of his house riding a Zamboni.
Hey!
Because...
you can do that?
No, you can't. Actually...
did he mod it out or something?
No. He just has one, which is weird. But
maybe he has a backyard ice rink or something?
The problem with Zamboni was, first off, it was doing a really crappy job of clearing the snow in front of his house. The second problem was is that it was laying down a sheet of ice behind him where he was clearing the snow, making his road even more slick.
Yeah, it made it worse.
Yeah, the popo had to show up. The Mounties. And they had to pull him over and say, stop it.
He was a farmer near Saanich, British Columbia, where he has a Zamboni. No charges.
Well, it was one of those things where it's like, hey, bro, we know you're trying to be a part of, and we're really sorry that we had to pull you over, and we're really sorry that we have to take you back to your firm, but... But that's where they took him.
Okay.
So.
All right.
No more Zamboni. So, hey, guys, if you were planning on taking the Zamboni out and clearing the freeways.
It doesn't work.
That's not what you get. You got to put a plow on the front of your F-150. That's how that's supposed to go.
Quick, get to the F-150.
Hurry, so. Nikki. We got to get there. So.
Well, that is a very Canadian snow story.
You know, it is Canadian, right?
It's so nice, though. No one gets hurt. No one even gets charges.
Yeah. I mean, if it was an American snow story, it would be something like, a man went outside and began shooting at the snow clouds.
He was trying to clear his driveway by shooting the snow away.
He got a gun and several grenades and blew the snow out of his driveway.
Because the ammo is probably still too expensive, so doubt that.
Everybody bought up all that ammo just in case Hillary, you know?
So they have to use it somehow.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's been fun.
Welcome to the world.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Let's just walk the cake out to the dumpster and throw it away. And why don't you take a picture of the cake in the dumpster if you like pictures so much?